Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday, and we have now finally heard from QB1 of the Green Bay Packers. That's right, Jordan Love, talking to the assembled media for the first time as basically the face of the franchise, along with Kenny Clark and Aaron Jones. But of course, the headlines are about Jordan Love and how he did and how he carried himself. And I got to say, comparative to basically every other media availability or opportunity I've seen from Jordan throughout his time in Green Bay, this is the most confident I've seen him. And I'm not a big, you got to win the press conference kind of guy, but damn if he didn't win that press conference. You really feel, as a Packers fan, I think, pretty damn confident after that appearance from Jordan, where, yeah, of course, there are a lot of questions about Aaron Rodgers and the trade, and I thought he handled all of that extremely well. But I also liked his confidence that he exuded in himself. At one point, even going so far as to say, I am the guy. Not I'm hoping to be the guy, not I really want to be the guy, just I am the guy. You damn right, Jordan. You are the guy. Really loved everything we heard from the young man today. There was one bit in particular I wanted to highlight and throw up here. Here's a little bit of Jordan Love earlier this afternoon.
We all know that it's ups and downs in the sport. It's not easy in this league. I know it's not going to be easy this year. But, you know, one thing I do is I tell myself every day that I'm good enough. I have really high confidence in myself. And one thing I learned in college is one of my coaches always told me, it's never as good as you think it is. It's never as bad as you think it is. And that's one thing that stuck with me. It's like, you know, even when it feels like, you know, the world's falling down, you're playing so bad, and you go back and film, you're like, I really wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I made a lot of good plays, or vice versa. You feel like you're playing lights out, and it's like, oh, no, I could have did this a little bit different. So my thing, like I said, is just keep growing. I know it's not going to be easy. I know there's going to be ups and downs. And, you know, the thing I'm going to tell guys is try and stick together, stay together through the whole process, and the tighter we can get a bond together as a team, the easier it's going to be to face these challenges.
I mean, what an outstanding perspective for your soon-to-be first-time starter heading into a year that, by his own admission, it's going to be up and down. It's going to be tough at times. And there's no doubt that forming that bond, being a tight-knit, cohesive unit, is only going to help. Like I said, I was so impressed with everything that he did at the podium today. Long way to go. Doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. But, man, like I said, very, very excited to get the Jordan Love era underway and really excited for this team. Later on, Aaron Jones talking about Jordan Love and how the team really has his back, you know, and saying that throughout these 3 years, you've never heard a peep from Jordan. You know, he has absolutely played the role of the backup to a T and been exactly what he needed to be, and now is certainly ready to step forward and be the man. Tell you what, I wish they were playing on Sunday. I'm pumped, man. I'm ready. I'm ready for this team, man. I'm ready for the Jordan Love era. Just exciting times. Exciting times in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the Green Bay Packers. And going to be exciting times on Thursday night. I hope you guys will join me tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. I'll be live right here on the YouTube channel breaking down the Packers' schedule for 2023. It'll be released in the evening, but we all know Twitter will have it well before 8 o'clock Eastern. But we'll be here, 8 Eastern, tomorrow night on Cheesehead TV, breaking down the schedule. I hope you'll join me. And I hope you're as excited as I am about everything we heard from Jordan Love today. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Craig starting us off with a super chat. Hey, Nags, thoughts? Do you expect the playbook to be wide open for Jordan in week one, or will Matt LaFleur keep it simple for the first half of the season to let him adjust to QB1? I think there's some validity to the idea that things might get pared down a little bit. However, I suspect it'll be really down to the comfort level Jordan has in the volume and the plays that are being installed into the game plan week to week. Don't forget, they don't go into a game with all of the plays from the playbook. You know what I mean? There's a game plan, and they pick a specific kind of amount for each, you know, down and distance, situational, etc. And those are going to be tailored to Jordan's strengths and what he's comfortable with. So as far as, like, the stuff at the line of scrimmage and what he's being asked to do in that regard, I think they might take some of that off his plate. Though even that, as I think I talked about yesterday, I mean, he showed a pretty damn good command in that game in Philly as far as the checks and stuff at the line. So I think it'll be pared back a little bit. Certainly, probably won't be as robust as it was with Aaron Rodgers. But, yeah, I think it really comes down to his comfort level and what he shows he's capable of handling throughout the offseason, throughout camp, and probably preseason games. And we've heard from Matt, you know, saying that Jordan's going to play in the preseason, and for good reason, right? So I suspect it'll be a little bit less than the volume probably Aaron Rodgers had at his disposal, but really depends on Jordan's comfort level. Jonathan, thanks for the super chat. I was hoping so much that Love would start the presser with, "It's about the people." Y'all want to just start drama and beef, you know? I mean, I get it. That'd be fun, and it'd be a good time. Hey, to Jordan's eternal credit, you know, he did mention Aaron and how he had reached out to Aaron after the trade went through and thanked him and gave him, you know, said, you know, how filled with gratitude he was and thanked him for the time together. And I love that Aaron Rodgers apparently told Jordan, "I'm here whenever you need me, man." You know, that's kind of the relationship they had while Aaron was in Green Bay. Never really got talked about a whole lot. There wasn't really a need to. Aaron didn't make waves about it the way Brett did when Aaron came in. But yeah, I think that's great. And it's probably something that won't get a whole lot of shine, won't get a whole, you know, bunch of pixels spilled on it here on the internet. But that's the kind of relationship they had, and it's great that Aaron, you know, kept that kind of door open, so to speak, to say, man, you know, Aaron knows he's going to have some tough times, and I'm sure Jordan's going to take advantage of being able to talk to Aaron and Rodgers if he needs to. You know, I thought that was great. Amy, thanks for the super chat. So excited for this season. Everyone sounds so pumped. I'm right there with you, Amy. It's hard not to be. It's really hard not to be after that availability today. No doubt about it. Wendell says, "Hey, Aaron, so refreshing to listen to Love after so much drama the last couple years." I hear you, Wendell. You got to remember, though, I mean, a lot of that drama is created on the outside. You know, I understand people got very tired of Rodgers' routine each offseason, but it's not like we didn't know it was coming. You know, the public, can choose to engage with it or not. And, of course, we do, because this is what we love, and we all about the team and the Packers and what have you. So, of course, when Aaron Rodgers talks, we're talking about it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Aaron is allowed to live his life and allowed to be his own man, and I can't begrudge him for that. But I hear you. The expectations are different. The lens we look at this team through is going to be different now going forward with Jordan. And with that comes a, you know, kind of a refresh, right, or a new start. And that, certainly, I think we can all agree, is appreciated. No doubt about it. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. Get the street reserved for the renaming Love season. Is that LaFleur or Jordan Love? Are they both going to go? I like it. I like it, though. Vex, thanks for the super chat. I don't have expectations for this season as to how the Packers will perform. I will, however, say I think this team could outperform expectations. How many primetime games do you expect us to get? I'm with you on that. First part, I do think they are going to be a little better than most people expect, especially nationally and, you know, other fan bases, what have you. With that said, yeah, two, I think, has been my default answer here. I think one home, one away. You know, never forget, Aaron Rodgers, his very first start was in prime time against the Vikings in Lambeau. So do I think they'll give that to Jordan? I doubt it, but you never know. I just hope it's the Lions. I really want to open against the Lions in Lambeau. That's like, let's kick it off, man. Let's get right back to business. You know what I'm saying? But we'll see. We shall see. What else we got here, folks? Larry, does Love think a darkness retreat is as weird? I mean, I think Jordan's cool with whatever anybody else wants to do that harms no other person. That would be my guess. You guys are great. Ed, thanks for the super chat. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. The refuge you provide from all the really important stuff is really important. Thanks. Ed, I'm going to take that as a compliment, and I thank you. And that's why we're here, man. It's a chance to escape into the Packers realm, right? Hey, man, if you can't escape into the world of the Green Bay Packers, what's the use of being a fan? You know, here we are. Let's talk about Jordan Love, you know? Let's talk about the 2023 Green Bay Packers. Let's talk about offensive production. Let's talk about defensive improvement. Anything but all the important nonsense going on in the world that, you know, that can wait. We're talking Packers right now. Isaiah, thanks for the super chat. What's with the O-line? I heard a trade with Bakhtiari. You can safely set to ignore anyone who's talking about a trade with Bakhtiari. That is not happening. What else we got? Godsmack, thanks for the super chat. Sorry, guys. As much as some fans like to nitpick Rodgers' character and leadership qualities, I think it's telling how much Jordan learned from 12 and how 12 is still open to questions from Love. That is huge. Totally agree. Very much agreed. And like I said, I mean, I know publicly on the outside, a lot of the stuff with Rodgers, especially, you know, the last 2 years or so, has gotten very almost monotonous and people roll their eyes and what have you. But I think internally, and I think within the team and the guys in the locker room, what have you, I think most of them, I mean, it's never all, of course, but I think most of them are still very close to Rodgers and very cool. And Jordan in particular, you know, saying that Aaron specifically said, reach out if you need me, man. I'm with you. I totally agree there. Mimsy, thanks again, man. I feel like the Love Tunnel run week one will be loud. Oh, baby. If they're in Lambeau, you know, the home opener, whenever it is. Yeah, that's going to be an electric moment. There is zero doubt. I can't wait. Now watch the Packers, like, introduce the defense. I'll hurt somebody. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. I don't see how people can make plans to go to any games because of flexing games late in the season. Well, you can easily plan to go to the first games through, what, week 14? And by the way, the flex schedule stuff isn't official yet. That has to be voted on in at the owners' meetings late May. I suspect it'll probably pass, so I hear what you're saying. But, yeah, weeks 1 through 14, for the most part, you're good. I mean, late in the season, that's going to be tough, especially Lambeau. Flights, we all know, are a bear to get to Green Bay, etc. Hotels are tough in general, but then now switching from, you were booked Sunday, now you got to book Thursday or Monday or what? Like, oh my God, nightmare. Nightmare. John Simitovich, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Packer Monday Night Football game, 12:25, book it. John, don't you dare. They already announced the holiday games and the Packers aren't on the slot. Or the the Black Friday game. And I know one of the, the Giants and the Eagles are on Christmas. So don't you put that out into the universe. I don't need that in my life. Absolutely not. Too bad we don't play the Jets this year because Jordan could have asked Aaron how to beat them. That'd be funny. Here's Dylan Murphy with a different topic. I like it. So excited to see Quay this season. Man, I feel you. I have spoken about that a few times here on Daily, but I tell you what, the way he started to really put it together kind of the last month of the season, obviously the stuff with the pushing and the what have you and getting thrown out, like, that's not what we're talking about. But his play on the field, really, really promising. And as I always say, so much of that jump, so to speak, from year one to year two comes down to the player himself. And I really suspect that he is going to show up ready to go, ready to, you know, fly sideline to sideline, but in a way that's in control and knowing the defense and not overrunning things and really understanding the pass coverage concepts. And he really started to show that, you know, that last like 4 or 5 games. And I'm telling you, man, he keeps improving there and keeps developing. Exciting stuff ahead for Quay Walker and the Green Bay Packers, no doubt. Doug, I'm always late, but I'm always here. Well, we appreciate you whenever you arrive. And we appreciate everybody who listens afterwards or watches afterwards. I mean, look, I understand, like, not everybody can make it live, but the fact that you consume it at all is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Next, how does Barry, quite contrary, get all these guys snaps? Great problem to have. I mean, it is, you know, I think some of it is going to be about that competition in camp, clearly, especially at certain positions. Like, if you're talking about safety, there's going to be a lot of mixing and matching and trying to figure out where their best combos are. But yeah, up front, especially when Gary gets back, it is a great problem to have. And who knows, maybe they discover something or unlock some kind of package where Van Ness can shoot inside, you know, while playing next to Kenny, and they can have Preston and Rashawn on the edge, and, you know, for certain situations, what have you. But yeah, I like it. Let's get a rotation going. Let's get some fresh legs in the fourth quarter. Let's put pressure on the quarterback throughout the game instead of just in certain situations. I'm down with it. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. Could be worse. Turkey Day game. Oh, man. I've had this conversation now a couple times in the last 2 days, and I don't know why. It's been a while, I guess, since the Packers played on Thanksgiving. They've played on Christmas the last 2 years, so I'm pretty sure they won't get a Christmas game. But, man, I got this bad feeling they're going to be playing the Lions on Thanksgiving. I really hope I'm wrong. But, yeah, that's just the vibe in the universe that I'm getting. Doug would like that. I can't shake it, and I'm scared to death. I hate it. I hate playing on Thanksgiving. What game am I going to? Joshua, I don't know yet. Once the schedule comes out, we'll start talking to some of our partners, including the distributor for our beer. Probably going to have an event or two around the relaunch of that, and then hopefully going to be in town for a few games with iHeart, do some appearances with Drew and KB and Zabe and those guys. So, and hopefully we'll be doing some of the pregame stuff at the Rush Center again this season. So a lot of balls in the air. But, you know, as soon as I know what the schedule is and we start kind of putting those plans together, you guys will absolutely know. And we'll make sure everyone knows when the meetups are and things of that nature, and when the Cheesehead TV Patreon and Carry the G Club kind of meetup throwdown annual brouhaha. We'll figure that date out. It's all coming. It's all coming. It all starts kind of getting put into motion on Thursday night. I'm very excited. Can't wait to hear Corey rant about our kicker this year. Yeah, it's coming. We were robbed, man. We were robbed. The 1 year he couldn't be on the draft stream is the year they take a kicker. I mean, that's just, man, it's just, I feel cheated. I feel really cheated. Just the worst. Am I going to training camp? Yes, 100%. I will definitely be at training camp. And I'll be at training camp, actually, longer than usual this year. I'll probably be there for about 3 weeks. So it's going to be a good time. We'll definitely have a meetup. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you all there. Craig, thanks for the super chat. We need wider distribution for Carry the G. Send it to Massachusetts, damn it. Not this year. Maybe next year. But right now we're just concentrating on widening our scope in Wisconsin. You're going to be able to find it a lot more spots in state this year. What's the name of our other starting cornerback? Other than who? Jair? It'd be Rasul Douglas on the other side while Eric Stokes recovers. No word yet on Stokes' recovery, though. Hopefully we'll get some kind of indication here going in the next couple weeks. I know there were pictures posted by Packers.com and their social group of Eric Stokes working out. So, you know, that shows that he's there and he's working and rehabbing, what have you. But no timeline yet that I know of as far as when we can expect him back on the field. What else we got? Next, can you or will you get the 411 on Carl Brooks? He is that dude I am rooting for. I was talking, I think, last night in the happy hour, but, man, I really like his tape. He is a fun player. I think, you know, it's early. It's way early. You never really know until they put the pads on, especially along the lines. But, man, the tape gets you excited. The promise, the athleticism, the upside, it's all there. But you never really know until they start banging away in training camp, you know? And that's why I'm so excited about camp every year. It's like that's your first kind of look at guys and do they belong and are they a little bit more than just, you know, standouts in the underwear Olympics, which is essentially all you're doing in the OTAs and minicamp, right? Running around in shorts and a helmet. You can't really learn a whole lot, especially with offensive and defensive linemen. But I like him. I really like him. No doubt about it. Callum asks, are the Green Bay Packers rebuilding in 2023? Callum, I did a whole chat about that a couple days ago. Check it out on the YouTube channel or here on your Facebook page. If you go back like 2 or 3 days, I think it was Monday, did a whole chat about it. You'll find the answer there. I heard some good things about the Johnson kid at safety. You know what? I'm going to give a shout out to Maggie Loney because Maggie instantly was all in on that pick. She tweeted it out almost immediately after the selection was announced. She, like, got me excited. about him as a player. And then I went and watched his tape, and I went, okay, I see. I get it, Maggie. So shout out Maggie Loney. Now you got to own it, Maggie. He's going to come in and start and be a star because you called him out, and I feel confident in your abilities. I don't know what I'm saying. I just I got excited about him because of Maggie Loney is what I'm trying to tell you. Dag. I was like, what's the name? Thanks for the super chat. I'm loving Love's confident energy. He's ready for the season. I'm getting ready for the season. Carry the motherfucking G. Let's go. That's a hell of a super chat right there, Dag. I'm with you, man. Like I said, I wish they could play on Sunday. Long way to go, though. Long way to go. My goodness. Dan, thank you for the super chat. Mags, I'm calling it right here, right now. We are beating the Bears home and away this year. The Bears can go eat a moldy pizza. Go Pack Go. Hey, man. From your super chat to the football god's ears. Let's do it. I'm down with it. The Bears still suck. John, thanks again. Jaden Reed is going to be that guy. I hope so. I really like him. He's explosive as hell, and he is confident. He's a guy who knows anytime the ball's in his hand, he can take it to the house. So let's get him going. Let's get him open. Let's get him in space. Let him eat people up. I'm down with that. Mr. Teddy, Iowa State alum here. He is a fantastic person. Also, I imagine you're talking about Antonio Johnson. That's all I've heard. I've only heard great things. So, like I said, definitely rooting for him. No question about it. All right, everybody. I got to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.